Good afternoon, everybody. It's Michelle and Yvonne. I'm here with you on May 3rd. Happy spring. I hope we can get some nice weather to enjoy. Yvonne reminded me our last call was actually on February 15th, so it's been quite a while. We did have a little bit of a decrease in numbers, and as all of you know, we are recently seeing an uptick around Monroe County, New York State, in here at the Jewish Home. I'll share with you our COVID numbers. Right now, we have 8 residents that have COVID, primarily on the second floor, and very mild symptoms, if any symptoms. And then we also have 19 employees that are out with COVID. And again, either minor, very minor, or no symptoms at all, but tested positive for COVID. Also, I had a call with the other nursing homes on the Alliance, like St. John, St. Anne's, Friendly Home, Episcopal, and they also are seeing the same exact thing that we're experiencing here. There's a couple homes that have 10 residents that have COVID. Another home has 7. Another home has 1 or 2, one of the smaller homes. And then an independent and assisted living in one of these homes has had a significant number of residents with COVID, as well as employees, the same thing that we're experiencing. If you do remember, it's been worse. I can recall a time, I think we had maybe 50 employees out, which was pretty significant for us. And they were primarily at that time in the nursing department. This time it's a shared COVID out for employees. There's a few nursing, but also it had our finance team. Hopefully those folks will be back by the end of the week. So hopefully you got Yvonne's message about the finance department. We kind of shut that down a little bit just to try to stop the spread, which seemed to be working. So that's good news. Also, just as a reminder around visitation, the order is still in effect for visitors to test. However, if your loved one is on a quarantined unit, which is the contact and droplet precautions, you are still allowed to come and visit your loved one. You just have to wear the full PPE, which is the gown, the face mask, and the shield. Hopefully you are able to do that. I do not want to prevent anyone from seeing their loved one. This is going to be a while. This is going to be an up and down. At least the medical folks that I'm hearing from around this, it's going to be at least a couple of years that we're going to see these upticks and downticks around COVID. And really, you know, we have to figure out how we're going to best safely manage this and live with it and continue all the good work that we're doing here at the Jewish Home and continue to provide programming, entertainment. Rec therapy is doing a fabulous job. We just hired a new rec therapist for, I believe, Cottage 1 and 2. She should be onboarding in May for Cottage 3. Yvonne said Cottage 3. We already hired one for Cottage 1 and 2. So that's really good news. We also inform the entertainers that come in and play music or sing, provide for our residents that they are still able to come. They know that we're on quarantine. They just have to wear the PPE and do the best job that they can. And I'm going to let Yvonne talk a little bit more about what's going on across the campus as far as programming and especially our Mother's Day that is coming up. I did have a email from somebody about visitation on Mother's Day. The answer is yes. And also around flower deliveries. And that answer is also yes, if anybody is interested in sending their loved one flowers. And also just want to mention again, our nursing vacancies. We are still challenged. We still have beds offline. That's the third floor. And then we have one hallway, the second floor, that's still offline. We are not able to open up those beds because of staffing, and we are seeing a little bit of an uptick in applications. So good news, we did hire two RNs. One is a primarily RN supervisor for evening shift, which is really great news, and that'll definitely offload some shift work that our nurse managers and our director of nursing and our assistant director of nursing won't have to do. So that comes in very good timing for that. And then, I can't open those beds because if I open those beds, then it just increases the workload for people without the actual people. So that's why we're not going to open up those beds, and I don't have any time frame or any time soon that that's going to happen. but that was the best move that we could have made in anticipation of this great resignation year, possibly 2 years, which you all hear about in the news, and it's not just in healthcare, but definitely healthcare is suffering the most. Also talked to a couple of folks at URMC, Strong Hospital and Highland Hospital, and I am hearing that the hospitals do have a lot of COVID in their hospitals. However, it's not the primary diagnosis why people are in the hospital, which is good news. People aren't being as hospitalized for COVID because of the severity is less than it has been. But just, I thought that was also interesting. As you see, the community is high with COVID, then you see the hospitals that have COVID, and then the nursing homes, which to me, it seems like we're doing a little bit better. I don't like to jinx myself. We are doing a little bit better than I believe than out in the community or in the acute care facilities. Just lastly, some good news, our adult daycare program is still doing well. Good for admissions and enrollment. Still have a little bit of problem with the transportation because the transportation company cannot find drivers. I just received a message from one of the leaders at Medical Motors, and again, they have people that apply but then don't show up for interviews or don't have a lot of applications coming in for the work that they do or the workforce that they need. And that's all I have. I'm going to turn it over to Yvonne, and I hope you all have a great day and a happy Mother's Day.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Yvonne. Just to kind of reiterate with Michelle, definitely happy Mother's Day this coming week. It's been nice to have days where we can come into work in the morning and not have to wear a coat. It was a really long 6 months for winter. A couple of things that are coming up. So for Mother's Day in the cottages on Sunday, they are having music in all three cottages inside the home. So if you're going to come in and visit with your loved one, please plan for maybe some fun time with that. It's in the afternoon. And then here in the tower, one of our rec therapists, her name is Kathy, is doing some vintage aprons presentation, both on the 5th and 6th floors after lunch. So hopefully you'll get to be able to see that as well. They're doing roses in the morning with chocolates for all of our women on campus, all of our mothers. And then there will be centerpieces, flower centerpieces for all of the tables across campus. And this week they're working, Recreation's working with our mothers on being able to make a flower arrangement for their room if they so wish. Other things that we've been doing on campus, we had our Ukraine supply drive, was very successful. We were able to donate a busload of belongings, which is really a wonderful thing, as well as we had $731 in cash donated. So we are gonna be buying some sleeping bags to send over to Ukraine for those people who are displaced for this war. I talked with Christina Jewell, the recreation therapist and director, and she let me know that the summer concert series will be beginning in June. It'll be on Wednesdays, and the nice weather, they'll have it outdoors, and not so nice weather, they'll do it inside in the Sand Center. But this summer, we're also going to be doing a courtyard concert series in the cottages. Each cottage, once a month, will have music right in the courtyard for the entire cottage to be able to enjoy that. So look to the calendars for those programs coming up. And then the last thing, on June 21st, we are having our longest day celebration. That's for the Alzheimer's Association. It's really about education for the staff here, but as well as for family and our visitors. We're planning a bunch of different things, music, walking paths, some sweets and treats. We're gonna do tie-dye t-shirts beforehand like we did last year. So if you wish to participate, please just do so. And then just lastly, just a friendly reminder, like Michelle said, visitation, we are not closed to visitation. Just wear the proper PPE. Just be courteous and understanding if the staff do correct you. I know it can be quite confusing as to whether you wear the face mask or the face shield or the gown and the gloves. And so the staff, we've been just, you know, encouraging them to be kind and just to remind individuals of what we need to have on just to keep everybody safe on this side. With that being said, if you wish to have your loved one go off campus during the quarantine, please do so. The only thing we ask is that you have them wear a face mask while off campus due to the exposure and just for safety reasons. But please just let the staff know on your floor, contact your social worker or your head nurse manager or your guide and say, hey, I'd like to take mom or dad on Tuesday for dinner, and they will make sure to have that happen for you. And I think that's everything. So again, I hope you enjoy the spring. I hope you get less emails from me going forward in the future. But I do have to say thank you, everybody, for the kind words and the responses. I know you probably see my name on a daily basis and go, oh. So thank you for being understanding, and thank you for asking the great questions, and we will talk again soon. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.